We're in the Zvachim. Thank you. In the second paragraph to Mishnah Dalet, we've been learning the laws of Pigul, which means that if a person has an improper thought, thinking that the sacrifice which is supposed to be eaten a certain amount of time is going to be eaten thereafter, a later time, then that korban is considered to be Pigul. A person who eats it will get the punishment of Kores. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad Korav Hamater Kemitzvaso. How does it apply that we're dealing with a situation in which the korban is permissible to be eaten, which is referring to that the dam, the blood, was properly sprinkled? In other words, that in all these situations there will be the punishment of Kores because it will be pigul, because everything else was done properly. So the Mishnah gives us the examples of everything else being done properly, except for the fact that you had this improper thought about having it being eaten or done after the time. Shochat b'shtika, a person when they shechted the animal, the korban, they did not have any invalid thoughts which would have been made it possible, or they had the proper kavana of when it should be eaten. However, kibel v'hilech l'zorech l'zmano, the other three steps, when it came to mimakabel, accepting the blood, or the sprinkling of the blood, or bringing it to the mizbeach, all these intentions were chutz l'zmano, thinking, you know, I'm going to do it afterwards, or it's going to be eaten after the prescribed time of the Torah. That's pigul. Oh, sheshochad chutz l'zmano, when you had an improper thought about the shechita, that you're going to, at the time of the shechita, you thought it would be eaten afterwards. But kibbeh mehilech l'zarek b'shtika, the latter three forms of the service was done properly. Oh, sheshochad kibbeh mehilech l'zarek chutz l'zmano. Or let's say that you had intention for all four of these different avodas, that it should be done at the improper time. Zehu shekarav hamatir kemitzvaso. That's the situation in which we say that the person who did this, he was matir kemitzvaso. He allowed this meat to become permissible because it was done kemitzvaso in the proper way, with the exception of the fact of this improper thought, and therefore, if a person would eat this meat, he would be punished with the punishment of kares.